Home isn't just a place, it's a state of mind. Like curling up in a comfy chair as you watch the world go by.
Good afternoon.
Which is why at Delta, our people do our best to make you feel at home long before you get there. Delta, keep climbing.
Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's S-A-U-C-O-N-Y.com.
Welcome back to Savvy Psychologist. I'm Dr. Jade Wu. Every week, I'll help you meet life's challenges with evidence-based research, a sympathetic ear, and zero judgment. Do you know how to be assertive? Let's say you're at Starbucks. You've been patiently waiting for 10 minutes in line, and you really need that caffeine hit. Then someone cuts right in front of you in line. Which of the following is the assertive response? Do you silently resent them and throw daggers into the back of their head with your eyes? Or do you loudly tell them they should be ashamed of themselves and demand their immediate retreat? Or do you make snide comments to your friend just loudly enough for the offender to hear about how some people are just so entitled? What's the answer? Well, that was a trick question because none of those responses is assertive. Silence is passive. Public shaming is aggressive. Throwing eye daggers and making snide remarks are passive-aggressive, the worst of both worlds. Some of these methods might get you what you want, which is closer to your coffee, but at the cost of not being very gracious. Maybe you don't care about being gracious at Starbucks, and that would be a totally okay choice. But sometimes the stakes are even higher than coffee. That's hard to imagine, I know. But let's say your boss keeps making sexist comments that make you uncomfortable. The wrong reaction here could affect your job, even though that would be unfair. When the pressure's on, it's even harder to walk the line between keeping peace and standing up for yourself. So what to do when you're in an awkward or unfair situation and you want to both get what you need and avoid stepping on toes? What if you don't want to hurt someone's feelings or don't want to be known as the dramatic one, but you also want to keep your dignity intact? Be assertive. But wait, you say, what if I just don't have that type of dominant or aggressive personality? No problem. You don't need to be dominant or aggressive to be assertive. In fact, being assertive is the opposite of bulldozing others' opinions. You're not shutting down anyone's right to express themselves, hurting or humiliating them, demanding special treatment, or sticking to your selfish demands no matter what. In fact, being assertive has nothing to do with threatening, coercing, or even raising your voice. Being assertive means respecting yourself and others. It means clearly and honestly stating your position or your needs. It means being fair, direct, and open-minded. Being assertive not only sounds ideal, it's also associated with better mental health. A 2013 study published in the Journal of Applied Social Psychology looked at assertiveness and well-being in over 1,000 adolescents. They found that those who felt more comfortable with being assertive and who reported being more assertive had less depression and anxiety. They also had better self-esteem. So, how do you be more assertive, even if this isn't your natural state? Let's walk through a foolproof script for expressing your needs assertively without combusting relationships, using the DEAR technique. This method of asserting yourself is borrowed from dialectical behavior therapy, or DBT for short. DBT is an evidence-based type of psychotherapy created by Dr. Marsha Linehan, a professor of psychology at the University of Washington in Seattle, and founder of the Linehan Institute. The DEAR approach is very pragmatic. It's a way of getting things done with as little drama as possible. So if you're trying to rally passionate support for a political cause or auditioning for a reality TV show where drama is an essential component, this is not going to help. But if you'd like to be calm, cool, and collected when confronting someone you'd like to maintain a relationship with, whether friendly or professional, this technique is for you.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So, how do we start that difficult conversation? Let's use our example of the sexist boss. Step number one, describe the situation as you see it in factual and neutral terms. During meetings, I've noticed that you make remarks about my appearance and dating life, but to my male colleagues, you only make remarks about work. So here, we're starting with something like, I noticed that, or it appears that. We do this to acknowledge right away that we're owning our observations and that we're open-minded and aware that others may be seeing the situation differently. Notice how I use neutral and factual terms like remarks and about my appearance, instead of accusatory and judgmental terms like sexist or inappropriate. Even if you do feel strongly that your boss's remarks are sexist, now isn't quite the time to say so. Accusations coming right out of the gate tend to make people feel defensive and unwilling to listen. I also recommend keeping this part very brief. The more you describe, the more opportunity there is for you to slip into an opinion and for the other person to slip into defensive mode. On to step number two, express your feelings. So this makes me feel frustrated because it makes me think that my contributions to the project are not as valued. These remarks also make me feel embarrassed in front of my colleagues, which makes it more difficult for me to participate in meetings. Here is where you express your feelings and thoughts. You could even leave out the second part about feeling embarrassed if you don't think the other person would respond sympathetically to vulnerable emotions. The key here is to stick to I and me statements. You can only speak to how you feel about the situation, not to what the other person's intentions are. Even if you're pretty sure that the other person is bullying you on purpose, making you statements like, you're being sexist or you don't respect me, tends to make people defensive or dismissive, and that won't get you very far. Step number three, assert your belief, need, or want. I would appreciate if you would not comment on my appearance or dating life. Let's stick to professional topics instead. Okay, here's where you do the actual asserting. Keep it brief and direct. resist the urge to qualify. Avoid words and phrases like, maybe, and I only ask because, if it's at all possible, and it's really not a big deal. Most of all, don't say sorry. If you're truly apologetic for your request because it's unfair or harmful, you should not be making the request at all. If your request is reasonable, don't apologize. To be effective at asserting yourself, you have to carry through. Don't just stop at describing the bad situation and expressing how you feel without following it up with a specific request. If the only thing you express is that the current situation sucks, then the other person feels that you're berating them. Making a request gives you both something productive to work towards. And don't just drop hints either. Hints are not enough. Maybe you're hoping they'll catch on if you say something like, oh, society nowadays can be kind of unfair to women in the workplace, you know? Okay, sure, the other person might think. What does that have to do with me? Notice how the hint gave no indication of what the person should do differently. They can't read your mind, so do them a favor and make a specific, actionable request. They'll be much more likely to actually change their behavior that way. Step number 4, last but not least, reinforce the other person. I appreciate you hearing me out. It means a lot to me to have a supportive boss. Your cooperation will make me feel a lot more comfortable and better able to contribute to the team. This last step is very important. It's the cherry on top, the thank you in advance. It reminds the other person that you're not trying to pick a fight or cause drama, and that you do care about maintaining the relationship. People enjoy being acknowledged and appreciated, so if you can do this in advance, they are more likely to comply with your request. Not to mention that when you've ended on such a gracious note, it would be hard for them to derail the conversation by being defensive at this point. So let's try dear all together. Describe, express, assert, and reinforce. During meetings, I've noticed that you make remarks about my appearance and dating life. But to my male colleagues, you only make remarks about work. This makes me feel frustrated because it makes me think that my contributions to the project are not as valued. I would appreciate if you would not comment on my appearance or dating life. Let's stick to professional topics instead. I really appreciate you hearing me out. It means a lot to me to have a supportive boss, and your cooperation would make me feel a lot more comfortable and better able to contribute to the team. So how does that feel on the tongue? Does it feel stiff and scripted right now? Don't worry, it'll get smoother with practice. And people rarely complain that someone's assertiveness is too professional. Write down your own script, practice it out loud, and you'll feel confident in no time. So, what about the coffee shop situation? Do you really need to go through the whole dear script when someone cuts in line? Not necessarily. A brief line using the spirit of the dear script would probably suffice. Something like, excuse me, I believe the line goes this way. Could you please join the folks over there? Thanks. If you try the dear technique in real life, let me know how it goes. And if you want to learn more tips about communication and well-being, subscribe to the Savvy Psychologist podcast. Next week, we'll talk about surviving as a night owl in a 9-to-5 world. Savvy Psychologist is audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg and edited by Karen Hertzberg. As always, Savvy Psychologist is strictly for informational purposes and does not substitute for mental health care from a licensed professional. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next week for a happier, healthier mind.
If you're on a GLP-1, you're probably loving the results. But how do you feel? All of those side effects can take a toll. So now what? Get to GNC. We'll help with solutions to address those side effects and keep you going on your journey. GNC.
Your skin refuses to be defined by age. That's why Agency creates personalized anti-aging formulas that smooth fine lines, lighten dark spots, and improve the appearance of dark circles. Each formula is tailored to you and prescribed by a licensed dermatology provider. Formulas are customized with clinically proven ingredients like tretinoin, which is up to 20 times stronger than retinol. Get your first month free at withagency.com. That's WITHAGENCY.com. $4.95 shipping and handling subject to consultation. Subscription required. Cancel anytime.